Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. As I record this podcast, it is unclear what will happen to the U.S. federal government in the near future. Will the partial government shutdown still be in effect? Will we be even closer to a default? Or will Washington have come up with another Band-Aid, a short-term solution, if you can call it that, to one or both of these emergencies? Perhaps we will have gotten a reprieve for another 60 or 90 or 120 days until the next crisis, our pair of crises, is upon us. Is this any way for the United States government to run itself? I think not. The whole situation has gotten past the point of being funny or, frankly, even interesting. It's very sad in a tragically annoying way. It's sad because it is evidence that a critical support structure of American self-government is failing, cooperation. In particular, what is missing is ideological cooperation between the Tea Party and mainstream conservatives as to the future of the United States. Some may think that ideological cooperation is an oxymoron. I can see that. But why not be creative and de-emphasize the first part of the term and focus on the second part? And it is the Tea Party that needs to be ideologically cooperative. Members of Congress who are aligned with the Tea Party need to realize that their insistence on pushing their principles so uncompromisingly has reached a point where they are damaging the nation that they say they love so dear. Now, people in democratic ways of government have to compromise on operationalizing their ideology if they want to govern. That is, unless there is no opposition. The necessity of accepting middle ground, even if it is not precisely middle, is what most representatives do. Remember the old baseball phrase, wait until next year. Well, wait till the next election. Run on Tea Party principles again. Recruit new candidates. Primary mushy Republicans if you want. But don't you think governing is a part of government? Now, how can the United States government stop lurching from crisis to crisis? How can the Congress get back to debating public policy choices like levels and types of taxation, entitlement reform, foreign policies, and how to face the climate crisis? The answer is simple: patience. There will be midterm elections in almost a year. The American people will have a chance to assign responsibility. What party or faction mostly created this farce? Perhaps that is unfair. Yes, it takes two to tango. But there is a lead partner in this slow dance of national political recklessness, and it is the Tea Party. Well, maybe ideological cooperation is too much for the Tea Party. Then how about ideological cohabitation? I mean, Tea Party members have to share the same country with people who don't want Obamacare to be repealed. Somebody needs to stand up to the Tea Party members of Congress. They do not represent the majority of the American people, or even a majority of the Republican Party. The American people can, in November 2014, but a lot of damage can be done before then. If these shenanigans continue, the United States will be in danger of losing our economic leadership in the world. We may also be in danger of losing some political admiration around the world. Let's state the obvious. We are not modeling functional democracy very well. Functional democracy. Now that's a term I hope doesn't become an oxymoron in America. Remember my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, is now an audiobook. It is available on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. There are links to it on my homepage, carltroutman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.